Hi guys,
I'm Shani,
and I'm Mundy, and we've been married for 12 lovely years.
Yes indeed, and today's topic, relationships are meant to be for a reason, a season, or a lifetime.
That's right.
Which one do you have?
But before we get started guys, don't forget to hit that notification bell, and please don't forget to subscribe.
Yes indeed, and we're going to talk about the topic at hand right after this intro.
Back on your opera here.
That was like a combo. I don't know what. Okay. People come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime.
True.
And this includes romantic relationships.
Mm.
You stay in bad relationships,
yeah,
or ones that you know that you're not supposed to be in because you're trying to force a seasonal relationship into a lifetime one.
Wow.
You're trying to force them to fit into your lifestyle, into who you are, and then wonder why it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
They don't fit.
Seasonal people will sometimes try to make themselves seem like lifetime prospects.
Mm.
They know that they only have seasonal gifts and abilities. But they will do all that they can to seem like they are lifetime worthy.
Mm.
They will conform and do and say all the things that you want to hear to make themselves seem like a lifetime prospect.
Mm. Then y'all get all up into the relationship, all up into the marriage. Then they like, switch. Gotcha.
I'm seasonal.
Exactly. Relationships that are there for a reason are there to teach you what you did not know you needed to know.
True.
Now, a seasonal one teaches you what you should never do and accept again.
That's right.
Sure, you've had good times, but do the bad times impact your mental and emotional well-being so much so that it overshadows the good times?
Mm.
Oftentimes, it does.
Yes.
If you're feeling bad most of the time in your relationship, or you feel like something is just off, you know what I mean, that you can't quite put your finger on it, it's your brain's way of telling you, it's your instinct telling you that you are not in the right relationship.
Mm.
So how do you know that you have found a lifetime partner? You'll know because it just won't be that hard. The relationship just will not be that hard. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Sure, it's going to take some work, as all relationships do, but it just will not be that hard.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have ups and downs. But it won't be that hard to get back on track.
Facts.
When you have found your lifetime person, you have a sense of belonging. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's like we just fit.
Mm-hmm.
You know we're supposed to be.
Yes.
If you're running from your partner most of the doggone time and dreading to see them and dreading when they come in the door because you know they're going to start some mess.
Yeah.
That ain't it.
That ain't it.
A lifetime partner will put in a great amount of effort to treat you like they want you to be there for a lifetime. It'll feel like best friends. And best friends do everything that they can to not hurt their best friend.
Facts. So don't get faked out by seasonal people and make the mistake in trading in your lifetime partner for a seasonal one.
Mmm.
Don't get faked out. That's like uprooting a tree that's well rooted and producing lots and lots of fruit for a seasonal weed that only comes out in the summertime. And what I mean by that is don't go looking for some side piece, thinking the grass is greener on the other side. Summertime hits and now everybody want to come out shorts and looking good.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just a seasonal person. You have someone.
Yeah.
If they're your lifetime partner.
Right. Sometimes people give up amazing people because of things like, they boring. What? So you better go over here ready to go to this this dude that's going to cheat all up and down. This chick that's going to cheat all up and down. Because they excited? Man.
If you don't get your high school.
Man, if you don't let that man, that woman be boring at the house. Sometimes people don't even be boring. It's just, you just used to drama.
Yes, and chaos. That's normal for you.
Right. Sometimes you just used to the nonsense and the foolery. And now all of a sudden the other person is boring. No, they normal.
All right, guys, that's a great place to end it. If there's something you heard, you like, you dislike, drop it in the comments box below. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, indeed. And if you could, like.
And share.
And whatever you do, please don't forget to subscribe.
Mm-hmm. And hit that notification bell.
Ping, ding, 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 ding. Mm-hmm. Until next time.
Peace.